whatever change you make in yourself, that change somehow will change your life and the meaning of your life, especially your compassion and passion. That's how it comes. You stop the appetite of the animal, the other part of you will grow up. Yes?
Inasmuch as you formerly extinguished all these fires of your own for God's sake, and made the fiery soul like an orchard and cast it in the seed of fealty, there the nightingales of commemoration and glorification of God singing sweetly in the garden by the riverside. You have answered the call of God and have brought water into the blazing hell of your soul. Our hell, also in regard to you, has become greenery and roses and plenty and riches. What is the requital for well-doing, O son? Kindness and well-doing and valued recompense. Did not you say, we are devoted, we are passing away before the attributes of everlastingness? We, whether we be cunning or mad, are intoxicated with that cupbearer and that cup. We lay our heads upon his writ and mandate, and we give our sweet lives in pawn.
What is this he that we are giving up everything for him? What is it? Namely God, but that doesn't say a lot, does it? Here repeatedly, you don't hear the word of God. You hear ha, which is just the true justice, all that meanings. Because even if you cannot imagine the Creator, there is the truth, there is the just and justice that could do the same to you. When you are dedicated to just and justice and right and correct and real means, you are really what you are supposed to be. The point is, we are not what we are supposed to be. Because we are born animals. And if we don't work on it, we remain animals. Animal attraction here is not a temporary stuff or a minor thing. It's the basic of the life. We are talking about something above the life. What is it? It's the complementary of life. What is life? Life is a hand outside to grab something. Life is taker, mainly feeds on other lives. That's how life grows. This is what's in me. This is the animal one. But I have the other side, which is exactly opposite of this hand, which is the giver one, the one who sacrifices, the one who surrenders. If this meaning was not distorted in the name of some of different religions and ideas and beliefs, we would have had much, much better life today. Because we had the chance to really grow up. The first one is to surrender to truth, to just, to justice, not to cheat. Not to believe in cheating and advancement it would bring. To have an honest life, to dedicate yourself, the animal, to all of these good things you hear, which is what? Surrendering to the flow of life in the environment, respecting everything. We lost that respect. We are demanding to be respected without respecting others. So that surrender to Hak. If you are a believer and you could imagine surrendering to the will of God, or if you are a logical person and you could understand, to surrender to justice, truth, right correctness and own that, then you are the best. Everything will change. Everything will start to change first in you, then in your environment, and it will go on. Yes?
So long as the thought of the friend is in our inmost hearts, our work is to serve.
This is not the thought. This is that magical word, imagination, khiyal. How khiyal doosed that asrar maas, as long as imagination of the friend, image of the friend, or imagination of the friend is our secrets, because he talks about the secrets. If that imagination is in our secret, we are the fellow who give service and even life to that. Yes?
Our work is to serve and yield up our lives. Wherever the candle of tribulation has been lighted, hundreds of thousands of loving souls are burnt. Those lovers that are within the house are moths to the candle of the face of the friend. O heart, go where they are bright toward you, and are as a coat of mail to you against afflictions.
You see, suddenly it comes down to a very personal matter. First, do you know about these moth stuff? What it means, moth?
Winged creatures.
Yeah. It's butterfly. Moth. But to us, the name means the one who doesn't scare, the brave one. Scareless stuff. Parva na means it doesn't have any scare, any hesitation. Hesitationless, something like that.
Fearless.
And with all of that, we mean someone who is so in love with light that will fly towards it and will burn and will die. That's why, to us, that's the most beautiful insect ever. That's the parvani. Then you will see that it will change, talking to your heart. That, oh my heart, oh heart, go to the place that they are in light, enlightened, and they have more light to give to you. Yes?
And are as a coat of mail to you against afflictions, and give you a place within their souls, that they may fill you with wine like a cup. Take your abode within their souls. O radiant full moon, make your home in the sky. Like Mercury, they will open the book of the heart, that they may reveal mysteries unto you.
You see how it is described. First was the prayer, then was the idea that you could change your hell to heaven with gradually doing this, killing your ego and becoming a better fellow. Then it turned out that this will happen only when you come out, when you connect to the other people that could give you that good influence. Then it comes to writing, because Mercury is the queen of writing, the book. And when the Mercury opens the book, the secrets will be revealed to you. Yes?
Stay beside your kinfolk. How are you roaming abroad? Cleave to the perfect moon if you are a piece of the moon. What is the parts keeping aloof from its whole? What is all this mixture with diverse? Behold how the genus has become species in the process. Behold how the unseen things have become visible in emanation. So long as you would happily be cajoled like a woman, O man without wisdom, how will you be helped by lies and cajoling? You are taking flattery and sweet words and cajoling and putting them like gold in your bosom.
You see how it came to right to the point that your decisions are made by your intelligence to ask a woman. And this woman is withered. And if you're following that woman on your head, actually, what are you gaining? Compliments, lies, superficial stuff. And these will not help you, really. Because what you are taking some false words instead of having the real meaning of those words. Yes?
For you, the reviling and blows of the kings would be better than the praise of the unrighteous. Swallow the slaps of the kings. Do not swallow the honey of the rabble. To the end that through the fortune of personages, you may become a personage. Because from them comes felicity and robes of honor. Under the shelter of the spirit, body becomes soul.
You see how it went back to the main subject, that with connection. Connect to the good people, because even their harshness is much better for you than the compliment of the silly people. That connection. Try to find the best you could and have the best connection you could. Yes?
Wherever you see one naked and destitute, know that he has fled from the Master. In order that he may become such as his heart desires, that blind, wicked, worthless part of him. If he had become such as his master desired, he would have graced himself and his kindred. Whoever in the world flees from his master is fleeing from felicity. Know this.
You notice the repetition. Suddenly subject arrived to be at the last moment to be very clear that you cannot teach yourself. You cannot guide yourself. We talked about it in book one. Remember the beginning of the second part of it, when the man and a woman Arab, they came together with the Caliph, and Rumi said, okay, this is it. The first paragraph was, find a master. The second paragraph was, be ready for the pain. Because that's what a master is supposed to do. You go to a master to do what? You go to the master to see your shortcoming, to understand what is missing in you and what you have to do. This is a general rule everywhere. You find a master, you will learn. If you run away from the master, why should you run away from the master? You could be light-hearted, and when you see your image, you could believe that the mirror is distorted. So you will leave the mirror. And maybe in a very special boutique, you will find that a special mirror which will show everyone very tender cover picture. And you will be happy with that. But the main stuff is to remember. If you ever somewhere will see someone going round, you should be sure that had run away from a master. Master, 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 he will repeat it to make it clear that this connection is always looking for masters, is looking for the best. And we cannot emphasize enough on that, because there is the other one in me, the ego, who is looking for compliments, who is looking around to be adored. Although it's almost impossible for this fellow to be really adored, because they put the bars are so high, they adore the